Beat Breakfast
with McDonald's. Now serving the FIFA World Cup meal. Get big game ready with Mac Delivery.
Welcome to Monday morning across the Southeast, 29th of June. Last Monday in June, of course. And for us here in Waterford, the sun is shining. Hope wherever you are that it's lovely as well. It's
big week ahead.
A big week.
Birthdays this week.
Yeah.
Pete's birthday on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Amy's birthday on Thursday. Niall's birthday on Friday.
Birthday week. Can't wait. You want to do some damage now to that company credit card so you won't get the cake in.
I can't like spend stuff on my own birthday. That's really not appropriate.
You can buy cake for Beat's birthday. And you can go
23
for...
isn't a big significant
every
milestone.
Every birthday is a milestone. Oh my God. How
just
after
the card to show.
How after all these years do you not know that every year you just celebrate it? It's just like life is to be celebrated.
Yeah, okay. We'll
I'll get that card. Yeah. I'll get that card off him. I'll get into his office. It is Monday morning, and yesterday, I said this earlier, Eve was in her dance show yesterday, which is with Wexford School of Ballet. And I was so blown away by the talent. Mm. Obviously, I'm biased and my girl is amazing, but they're all amazing. And every single kid on that stage is just so good. So much so that I went twice.
Twice in one day. Unbelievable.
I had a ticket for the 2 p.m. show. Myself and Tom went, and my mum and dad were there, and Kathy and Tommy, and like we were all there. And then I came out, we went for food, and I said, I'm going again. I'm going to see you again, Eve, right? But anyway, I messaged you halfway through. Mm. And I obviously was a little bit tired because I'd been at Michael Bublé the night before. And you would expect that I would shed a tear at my own child being on stage. And I was emotional. But she wasn't the one that made me cry.
No way.
I cried at the 3-year-olds that came out with their teddies doing Paddington. And then I cried again for the daddy-daughter dance. And I didn't know any of the daddies or any of the girls. But I just started bawling my eyes out because they were doing My Girl.
Oh,
and it was just a load of dads with their lips twirling their little girl.
She's actually getting the most now, even talking
honestly,
about it.
Honestly, it's so sweet. Now, I knew some of the dads to see, like, but I didn't know. And Tom was like, are you crying? I was like, yes, I am emotionally like drained from this. I just found it so overwhelming. So I just had a little cry. And okay. I was like, what is the last thing that you cried at that seems a little bit ridiculous? But you were tired and emotional and therefore you cried. Amy cried twice yesterday. I made her cry once. Go on, darling girl.
I cried the first time because I was walking on the prom in Tremor.
Yeah.
And there was two little doggies playing with each other and they were immediate best friends. And I was like, that's so sweet. And then down the little path, there was another dog looking and he was trying to go over to them and he was barking, but it wasn't a nasty bark. It was like a, please
play
let
with me.
Join
in.
Yeah. Please let me play with you. Mm. And I burst into tears.
Oh my God, what am I working with?
And then she messaged me last night. Go on.
I messaged Joe because I saw her story of her and Kathy, and she said that they were 28 years friends.
And you cried at that?
And I cried at the video.
Okay.
And I sent her a picture of me crying.
Right, Niall, is there a point?
I don't really have anything to offer on this.
Did you not watch anything sad?
Not this weekend. I didn't have a cry at all this weekend. So maybe I need the big cry soon.
Okay, let's hand over to you this morning. If you want to remain anon on this, you can. What is the last thing that you cried at?
The little thing that set you off that maybe wouldn't do it for other people.
Like, I wasn't absolutely sobbing uncontrollably, but like I really cried, and then I cried again last night when I saw the daddy-daughter dance at the show. So twice in one day I shed a tear. Voice notes are welcome, 085 102 9103. We will give out a Beat water bottle for the best crier in the southeast this morning. Amy, we are not alone, darling girl. There are many of us out there crying over the little things. Caroline, good morning, lovely, how are you?
Good morning, show. How are you?
Come here. You're on the way home from a night shift. How are you feeling?
I am tired, but I'm off for 2 weeks now. I've done a week a night, so 2 weeks off. Yay!
What are you
going to
do?
I have a wedding next week, so I do. So we have that to look forward to. Okay. And I'm catching up with people and family.
Yeah, oh, lovely. Good. Okay, well, you'll enjoy that.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Yeah. Something happened when your partner Kev took you to see some animals. Go on, talk to us.
I went, one Sunday I was feeling a bit down in myself and he said, okay, come on, and we go for a drive. So he took me down to, down near Duncannon. down to see some cows, Highland cattle. And when I went in, the farmer goes, "There's a calf down behind the sheds." And I went down and I roared crying when I seen the calf. Cutest thing. I told him, he actually made my day. I was blowing kisses at the farmer. I was like, "Thank you so much." I'm a bit. So I now want a Highland calf.
Okay.
Because it just sounds like if you need a little pick-me-up, that sounded like quite a happy cry. Would that be fair to say?
Oh, yeah. No, it was lovely. It was so lovely. Everyone thinks I'm sad, though. I said, I'll be the woman with the Highland cow down in Innistieg walking around with it on a lead one of these days.
Well, I think that is the opposite of sad. I think that is pure joy. Do not let anyone dull your sparkle when it comes to what brings you joy in life. Caroline, darling.
Thank you very much.
Before we let you go, Kev is another one of the birthday club this week.
When's
is
his birthday?
Today. So I'm going home to make an apple tart. He doesn't like cake, so apple tart is his thing today. So
Caroline,
it is.
You're a keeper, you are. I hope he knows how lucky he is.
Oh, thanks a million.
And maybe for your birthday, you'll get the calf. Listen, thank you.
Oh, maybe. Oh, I'll hope.
Caroline, have a great holiday and a great couple of weeks off. Thank you so much for chatting to us.
Thanks a million.
Bye.
Now, loads coming in on this. Will we read Laura's because it's quite sweet. I cried last night because my dad got hearing aids a few weeks ago and he was delighted telling me he got such a shock when he could hear the snap, crackle and pop of the Rice Krispies. He was like a child and it made me bawl. Are you alright, Amy?
Yeah, no, Amy.
I already teared up at this.
No, that one got us bad. Morning, guys. I was chilling yesterday after having a day and night out with my sisters in Kilkenny on Saturday. I started watching the series Parenthood and bawled my way through the first season. Watched it years ago and can only ever remember crying once or twice. I was a snivelling, snotty wreck yesterday afternoon. I've watched that entire series and I think there was barely an episode where I didn't cry.
Didn't cry.
It's so emotional. It's all about family and it's very good.
Paulina was on. I cried because my little brother, who is 12 years younger than me, sent me a voice message and he's getting to that age now where his voice is getting deeper and I just started sobbing. How did they grow up so fast?
Rebecca, we tried to ring you but I don't think you're available. This is our favourite. Last time I cried was at a TikTok of a guy who took his childhood duck plushie on travels all over the world and he took pictures of it everywhere and it just made me really emotional. I love that.
Okay, and one last one from Sarah. This is actually quite a popular one in terms of answers this morning.
I beat the last thing I cried over easily 7 times was the film Voicemails to Isabel. It's on Netflix and it had me in a chokehold. I've never cried as much throughout an entire film, as well as laughing and enjoying myself. It was an emotional roller coaster, but it was fantastic. I actually thoroughly enjoyed my cry.
But that's the main thing. Yeah, I started watching that on Saturday, but I think I was too delicate. I turned it off.
So I'm a little bit like, I was saying this for months, I still haven't had my big cry. How much of am I going to be a mess? Is this really we got a couple of messages.
Said there is a risk to your show.
There is a risk.
Wake up with Niall and show on Beat Breakfast. This is Beat.
Oh yeah, that's us. So if you are familiar with the show and you've been listening for the last couple of years, you might remember that we touched on a subject about the kettles that a feature in hotel rooms. When you're staying in a hotel and you might want a cup of tea or a coffee when you're in the room, do you use the kettle? And the revelation was shocked a lot of people, actually. Yeah, I remember people talking about it at the time. I remember we were on stage that night in the Theatre Royal and a woman came up to us and said, "I can't believe that about the kettle." So the revelation about the kettles at the time was that perhaps people have been known in the past to use the hotel kettle to use the bathroom in.
Use the bathroom in the kettle.
I can't say it.
To wee in it, basically, is your suggestion. That's what you're insinuating.
No, I'm not insinuating. This was what people said. I didn't say it. I didn't know. I was using kettles up to this point in the hotel.
You've kind of only broken this news really to Amy this morning, and her question obviously was, why? Why would you go and pee in a kettle when there's a toilet there?
Amy, I was so shocked at the time. I'd say it was about 2 years ago that I never really questioned the why. I just more was upset by the fact that we had discovered that some people are weeing in kettles, all right? And it became a topic of conversation. It's not me that said it was happening.
Well, I just don't know. Is there any Maybe actual evidence out there, or is this just an urban legend that people share around?
Well, the only reason why I could think is that if the toilet was in use, if you were in a couple, not that, like, there is no excuse for this. Like, there's no, like, normal reason behind it. But I'm just saying, if the toilet was in use and then you were like, oh my God, I really have to go. And then the kettle, I don't know.
Squatting over the kettle, like.
So anyway.
Okay, can we just ask? Can we ask if you work in a hotel?
No one's going to admit to weeing in a kettle.
No, they wouldn't. But no, have you ever seen any evidence of anything untoward happening to a kettle? Or if you've ever worked in the hotel business? I worked in a hotel for a couple of years. Never saw any funny business with kettles. But I wouldn't have been, I wasn't the cleaner, so I wouldn't have been examining the kettles.
It would put me off, like, using the kettle. So this is a new survey, and it just reminded me of Kettlegate a couple of years ago. And it's a survey done by hotels.com, and they found that the biggest faux pas in hotels, right, and there's a whole list of things on this, but the biggest and top of the list says a kitchen appliance has gone wrong, right? So we're back to the kettle.
There's no denying it.
It's been 2 years and we're bringing back kettle talk. So what's happening is, there's a voice note coming in. So what's happening is, they're saying that people are washing their underwear in kettles.
Okay.
Or in room coffee makers. ruining the equipment with soap, odours and dyes, and disgusting the next guest who just wants a cup of tea.
Yeah.
So
I can somewhat understand
that. No, you can't. If there's a bath or a sink.
I know, but you might want to clog up your sink if you need to brush your teeth and stuff. But if you just wanted to soak, like, you know, like when you're if you're in Spain, you might want to, like, rinse your togs or something. So
the last place I would think is, grab the kettle. Like, get a bowl or get some. Like,
there's no bowls in rooms. All you have is either your sink or your kettle. And you might, sink.
There's no logic. There's zero logic here. Who is putting their clothes into a kettle? I don't believe it. And yet our survey says, and obviously if it's a survey of people, it's more than one. Mm. So people are taking their dirty underwear and they're plopping it into the kettle and they're cleaning it out. And then poor Anne, my mom is coming into the hotel. Mom and Dad love a hotel, so she's making her tea and she doesn't know that there's been a pair of boxers boiled in the kettle before she had her cup of tea. Is that right?
You're going to boil the water anyway, so that'll get rid of any of the
I don't care
toxins.
What you say. The thought that you could possibly go into a hotel room and think that you're making an innocent man or woman making a cup of tea, and the fact that that carry on has been happening in that kettle, it's beyond words. There are no words for it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So there's stuff on the list as well, like jumping the queue.
Now, I really disagree on that one, right? Because you'd often be at the breakfast buffet and there's somebody, Nancy's there, and she's taking ages on the beans. She's like ages and ages, and I don't want beans. So I think it's perfectly okay for me to scoot around her and go on to the next item, the sausages.
Not skipping the queue though. I think they mean if you're in the same queue and you just, like, I saw it happen at the Portaloos the other night at
quite
Buble.
A spat at Buble,
yeah,
wasn't
there? It was a bit of a fight at Buble. I got out at the right time. Do you know what, Niall? Okay, skipping a queue at the breakfast buffet, being noisy on the corridor, taking stuff from the hotel room. Yeah. None of it is right, but the kettle thing is by far the most baffling thing that I've ever heard. So what are we asking here?
I'm not sure.
Have you ever heard of anybody cleaning their underwear in a hotel kettle? It's a very simple question. Mm. I understand if you need to remain anonymous, but do you believe that this is happening in kettles across the southeast? All right, that's what we're asking.
Okay.
And actually, there might be some people working in hospitality that could help us get to the bottom of this.
Okay, 085 102 9103. If you have any experience or you've heard any stories about untoward behaviour when it comes to kettles in hotel rooms.
We've had some feedback on this. I will keep this anon. Lads on stags could do anything. My fella has seen some horrific stuff sharing rooms with others for stags. So much so that he doesn't share anymore. He will pay extortionate money so he doesn't have to experience someone else's beep, beep, beep in the bath or someone's shoe the next morning.
That is the most plausible That's the most plausible explainer we've had this morning regarding why things might happen to kettles. Lads late, drunk, messing, yeah. I think.
In someone's shoe.
Yeah.
Shoe's face.
Beep, beep and beep.
Beep, beep and beep. Make of that what you will.
Jane was on, lads, come on, no one's doing that to the kettle. They have a sink, a shower and a bathtub. There's no need to be at the kettle. And underwear isn't even that expensive anymore. Go commando if you have to. There's no need.
Linda said they should steal the top of...
Seal.
They should seal the top of the kettle. That's true, actually. Let's talk to Mark this morning. Mark, what's the crack?
Well, lads, I tell you, there's no lid for some of these kettles. They're on a spring back, so you can't steal the lid anyway, for starters.
Not a lid.
I do a lot of traveling, and I've seen internationally underwear, false teeth, toothbrushes, you name it, has been stuck into these kettles.
No way, Mark.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. People pretty much, yeah. It'll gross out now when you see it.
Clean
yeah,
their
false
teeth.
False dentures.
You'll never have another cup of tea.
Everything, around. Yeah.
I think I'd take the dentures over the knickers.
No.
You've seen it all.
I don't know. It depends on what the knicker's been washed for.
Okay, well, we won't get into that here because it's Monday morning. Can I ask you, though, like, does that, like, you obviously avoid kettles then in hotels?
Well, I do hotel inspections as well as part of my job. So it just comes to natural fatigue for checking things.
Yeah, but like, let's be honest, right? You found those things in the past, right? And that's fair enough. But like, how can you tell that you go into a hotel and okay, mate, it might have been cleaned, but I still don't want to use a kettle even if it's been cleaned, if it had been like underwear is washed in it. Do you know, like, how can you like be sure? You can't.
Well, you have to come across it, I think, personally to see it before you're put off using the kettle.
Okay.
So do you bring your own kettle?
I think it takes that. No, I just go and get a coffee somewhere else, but I would never use the coffee or machine in the room. No, definitely not.
That's from an expert.
It wouldn't be my to-go-to place, 100%.
And you're an inspector.
So yes.
You know what you are talking about.
Okay.
This is quite disheartening, I have to say, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you think about the volume of people that go through that room, you know? The dirtiest thing in that bedroom is the remote control and the light switches. Oh. Everyone touches them.
Mark.
You're putting her off hotels altogether.
It just gets bigger and bigger, doesn't it?
I'll be going in with gloves next time I stay in hotel. Listen, thank you so
thanks
much.
Thanks for chatting to us, man.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
No, bye, guys.
Bye,
guys.
Bye.
Let's just take one quick thought. John was on to us from Kilkenny. Here we go.
Go on, John.
Well, be John Hyland here. I've never heard of anyone cleaning underwear in kettles, but all I can say is that's not its purpose. A kettle is for making tea or coffee and has to remain clean at all times. No. I've never heard of a story, and I never do. If anyone's ever done it, I don't even want to know.
Really, John, I'm very sorry. We've kind of ruined your Monday. I don't know if you
sent us that before we got to the dentures.
We heard from an inspector this morning. It happens, John. Unfortunately, it happens.
Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Start your day the right way with Beat Breakfast. Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show.
Every day in the tabloids, there's one headline that grabs you.
This is normally my thing. I feel a little bit like out of control of this situation because you've seen the headline and now you're going to fill us in. Go on.
Gran banned from all Sainsbury's and Argos's across the UK after, quote, incidents.
So a granny.
So instantly, we got a picture of a little granny here and I need to know what are the incidents. How could you get banned from every Argos and every Sainsbury's?
Is that a stock image of granny or is that actually her?
That is her. Let me go to the story. My mouse is gone. One sec.
Okay.
There we are. Now, Rita Seymour.
She does look a little bit cross in the picture.
That is an important part of the story. Okay.
Amy, you haven't seen her. You'll have to come over and
a great-grandmother banned from every Sainsbury's in Britain has pleaded to be allowed back in because her nearest alternative supermarket is too far away, she says. Rita was informed she was no longer welcome at the chain following a number of incidents over time at her local branch in Hampshire.
Oh, Rita.
However, 79-year-old Rita insists she's not that sort of person and she wants the ban overturned. She says the Sainsbury's near her is 5 minutes walk, but she has to walk 20 minutes to Tesco, okay?
Okay.
79.
What did she do?
Okay. She says, well, hang on, we'll get there. I'm not interested in money, but I live 5 minutes away from the shop and I'd like this ban lifted. She's lived there since 1981. She visits the branch once a week to do her shopping and typically spends about £100 each week. Now, it was during a visit earlier this month that Rita, who used to work in customer services, reportedly became involved in a dispute with a staff member while attempting to buy a EuroMillions ticket.
Okay.
Rita claims she had to request a lottery ticket 4 times before receiving a response from the employee.
Okay.
And when she eventually answered, Rita claims the staff member said she was being rude and summoned the management, who accused her of insulting staff and, quote, pinching food. Rita says she went to take a picture of me and I pushed the camera out of her face. I said, I've done nothing wrong here. You're not taking pictures of me. And she was flinging her arms around.
Rita.
When Rita returned to the shop the following day, she claimed she was refused entry and she says she was handed a letter informing her she'd been banned from Sainsbury's and Argos stores nationwide.
Look at her in the profile picture and she's got her arms crossed.
She looks like one of the Mitchell brothers.
Oh, Rita.
Now, a Sainsbury spokesperson says, we need everyone to feel welcome when they shop with us and colleagues work hard to create a positive experience. We take any form of abusive and inappropriate behaviour seriously. And they say there's been a number of incidents with Rita. So the truth is somewhere in the middle.
Based on her picture, now, I wouldn't cross Rita, but I'm not saying that she's like a bad person or anything, but she does come across as quite, she looks a bit angry in those pictures.
And I would imagine they've reviewed the security footage and maybe Rita's not given us the full picture of what happened.
I would say you're right. There's Rita's story and there's Sainsbury's story and then the truth is very much somewhere in the middle. But like, I would think in supermarket terms it would take a lot to ban somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So Rita, I don't know if like
I think you should reflect on your behaviour,
yeah,
Rita.
And if you were like you're probably just gonna have to keep walking the extra 25
minutes. I'm sorry.
Niall and Show, waking you up on Beat Breakfast.
It's Wednesday morning, it is hump day, and I was at the cinema last night, yesterday evening. I went to see Toy Story 5 with Eve. It's gorgeous, it's lovely. And the trailer came on for the new Minions movie, which is called Minions and Monsters, and it hits cinemas today.
Okay, very good.
So it is, yeah, it looks really good. But what has taken over, there is a little bit of a craze, and that is songs sung in Minion style, okay? And we tried this.
I tried to explain this to me yesterday, and I'm still a bit unsure and uncertain what's about to happen in the next 4 minutes.
Okay, well, I think it's best if we play the clip of a singing competition, which was basically just that, Minion style singing, okay? So they're calling it, what is it? Minionese. Okay, so this is the language and this is the singing competition featuring a number of girls who sang different songs in Minionese. So do you want to kick it off there, Niall? You ready to go? Okay, so we're going to have a little bit of fun this morning. This could go any which way. It is possible to translate anything into Minion speak with the Minion translator, okay? So I have it up on screen here. And so what we need you to do this morning is to suggest a song that you would like to hear sung in Minion.
Okay.
Okay?
Is it an issue that I've never seen a Minions movie or a Despicable Me movie?
It's not an issue, but it will affect your performance. Like, okay, you heard that girl there. It's quite a distinctive style. But I believe that you can just give it your best shot. So what we need is suggestions for songs that you would like us to perform in Minionese. Okay? Any song. It'll just be a line or two and we will have a little bit of crack with it. Now, I will admit I tried this yesterday and I failed miserably, so much so that Niall grabbed the phone off me and said, give me that. I'll try it. So do you just want to do all of them?
No. I think you can lead on this one this morning.
Okay. Don't make the songs too complicated.
Yeah, very well-known songs.
Very well-known.
We'll do a little bit of the chorus in Minionese. and we'll see. You can rate us then.
Okay. You agreed to this. There's a production meeting and we all sit around and we go through what we're going to talk about.
Majority wins.
Show.
That's what happens.
Niall. It's called crack. C-R-A-I-C. Look it up in the dictionary. All right. This is our tribute, I suppose,
to
the movie.
I used to be a current affairs broadcaster back in the day. Beat talk.
Lot of crack. L-O-T-O-V-C-R-A-I-C. All right. You ready for this? This is us singing songs in Minion Eve.
Songs as suggested by you. Thank you for all the suggestions.
Lots of
brilliant stuff. We tried a couple of them, like Barbie Girl was suggested, and Maniac, but unfortunately in Minionese, Maniac is Maniac and Barbie, Barbie is Barbie. Barbie.
Can I also just say, if you want to have a lot of crack yourself, there is a translator and you can do this at home as well. It's a long summer, lads, if you're a parent, okay? It's a long summer. Okay, do you want to go first?
Okay.
You might want to pull down the music a little bit so that people can hear. So what you have to do is you have to correctly guess what song Niall is singing in Minionese. Are you ready, Niall?
Okay. thank you for the suggestion on this. Let me just give you the name of our suggester. It was Kevin.
Go on, Kevin.
Okay.
Okay, here we
well
go.
Well known on Beat Breakfast. Yeah. Well known.
Okay.
Beat up. Is that a back to Patum Tom? Mew don't poo in rug. Like this?
That's good. Yeah, that's good. Okay. Now we have to see if anybody can get
it. You can guess mine. 0851029103. What's the original song?
Oh my God, this is going to be so hard. You went really high, didn't you? Okay, okay, pull it down. This is mine.
We're not interested. We're not interested. Ava.
Something about Ava from Irish Beats. That's what it sounded like.
Did it sound like
that
it?
Is Ava.
Nobody's messaging. They just turned on the radio going, what are they doing?
Right, guesses for the songs. 0851029103. We've had mixed success, you could say. People guessed mine. Okay. There was a correct suggestion there from Nye, I think it is. And also we had a voice note in here from Fiona. Here we go.
Words don't come easily. You know, I don't know what you're singing, but it sounds more like Japanese than
Minionese. So for those who are regular Beat the Bomb listeners, my song was...
Sorry, it's all that you can say.
Baby, Can I Hold You Tonight, the original title. Now, confusion when it came to shows.
Not
song.
One person got mine, and it was suggested by our lovely listener, Michelle. And I will say, mine is not necessarily a traditional song, so I'm going to do it again.
One sec. Shauna did get the song right, but she thought I sung it, so I don't know if she just got confused whose Minionese it was.
Okay, let's go again and let's see what's up flying, okay?
It didn't fly the first time, so I don't know. You're still holding that hope. I'm going to play the answer after
If you're
this.
A regular, you will know this. Now listen, okay? Listen closely.
Song might be a stretch.
Yeah, it's not necessarily a song.
As
if you listen to the show, particularly at a certain time of the year, you should get this.
Vina intra in it. Vina intra in it. Batis Eva.
It wasn't Minionese at all. It was just you singing.
Batis Eva. Batis Eva.
Come on, just get one. Just like one person got that. Surely one person. Like, don't play it. Please don't play it. Just one person.
Oh, God.
Did somebody get it?
No. Ryan just said you sound like a dog in pain. Your pal, Ryan.
Not one person.
Oh.
Good morning.
I'm waking up. Start your day the right way with Beat Breakfast.
So today, for many of you who've been waiting, today might possibly be the last day of school for the rest of summer.
Hey, what a day.
Yeah.
I am so jealous of you.
I do think
2 months ahead to hang out with your mates.
Some of you who are listening this morning have been really waiting because depending on what way the schools take holidays, it's not like when we were in school years ago, everybody finished on the same day.
Everyone finished on a Friday at lunchtime.
Whereas like Eve School, they're finishing today. Some schools finished last Wednesday. Some even finished the week before. So today is the last day. They're heading into summer holidays, and this is the bit where I try and figure out what I'm going to do with an 11-year-old for
2 months.
2 months, yeah, no problem. Yeah. Hey, mom. Hey, dad.
Teachers will be getting a few gifts today, no doubt.
Yes.
Yeah. for they the, will, to thank them for their hard work all year.
They will need some bags to bring
actually
home.
Do you know what I'd say? No, I'd say the teachers are more excited than the kids today for their holidays.
Do you know what though? It's teaching is such a tough job. I really do. Like, hats off to teachers. I think they're amazing. It really is a vocation. I do think you have to be like, yeah, it's not an easy gig. Anyway,
tell me this now. With today being the last day, are the school reports sent afterwards or today?
They went out about two weeks ago. They all go out at the start of June, second week in June. Yeah.
It used to be like that for us. They used to go afterwards because, like, if I got my school report before I left, then I'd be throwing evils at the teacher for the last 2 weeks.
No, they're well out. They're well wrapped up and done. Yeah, they get them. They're very organised, you see. So they have them all done. And it does give me, like, ours were obviously written. So you got handed them. But like, I don't ever remember getting anything terribly bad. Now Phil and Anne, if they're listening this morning, but no, I was such a goodie.
Some pretty good ones. Yeah, now to be honest.
Were you a lick as well?
I was a lick. I was a swat.
Everyone used to call me a swat.
Yeah.
And it was such an insult, wasn't it? Like, you're a swat.
I'm just sorry for being intelligent. Do you know what I mean? I can pick things up easily. But yeah, there was a lot of that. You know, pleasure to teach. A joy to have in class.
Yeah.
I saw that on Twitter there a while back. Somebody says, a joy to have in class screams gay.
That's funny.
But what if in the year 2026 you and I were to get a school report on our performance in the 2025-26 season?
I think like 8, 9, 10-year-old me would handle a report better than my current situation. Okay, go on. Give us our school report. End of year, end of 2026. What are they saying?
Amy has been around the Beast team to find out what they would put in our school report.
For Niall, we'll say has potential, just has to push themselves. And then for Shona, needs to concentrate more. She's always talking.
I think the teacher would say that Niall would be a little bit of a teacher's pet, a little bit of a know-it-all. And Shona, I think Shona's report card would say that she's the kind of person who helps everyone else with their homework. And she's too nice and sometimes lets people copy off her homework.
Well, Sho's report card would definitely be the most helpful, kind, considerate, top student, the whole lot. I'd say she'd be a real goody-goody, where I could see Niall now at the back of the bike shed.
Were you ever at the back of the bike shed? I would have been afraid to go near the bike shed.
We didn't really have a bike shed, that you could go up to the back of.
Oh,
we just hang out in the toilets.
No, we had a bike shed in Marcy, but I never went there. I was way too good, lads. I was such a goodie two shoes. Did you ever get anything bad? No.
On my school report? Not on my report, no.
Where did you get it?
Well, we talked about it on the show recently, and I can't talk about it, but when I was in primary school, there was a couple of
incidents.
Can
you not tell that story about the bathroom?
No, I can't. I couldn't.
Why?
Because it's vile and shocking, and it would change people's opinion of me forever, and I was totally innocent.
But it wasn't your fault.
I was a victim of circumstance.
I think you should say it.
Throwing a bag of wheat. Because somebody handed it to me and I didn't know.
Completely out of context.
I didn't know what
you
to do
to
with
tell
it.
The story.
It wasn't my fault. It hit the other fella in the head. Okay, that's all I'm saying.
Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Start your day the right way with Beat Breakfast.
Beat Breakfast with Niall and Sho.
From the source, yeah, it doesn't hit the same.
It does. It hits exactly the same.
You're going to have to get that fix out at the end. It doesn't work for me. Anyway, welcome to Thursday morning. It is Beat Breakfast. It's the 2nd of July. If you were with us on Tuesday, just after 9 o'clock, I revealed something to
the
lads.
She put forward a theory.
Yeah, and that theory was that I feel, particularly in Wexford Town, that the birds are flying very low, right? I was out for a walk on Monday evening with Tom and Eve and just really, really low, like to the point that I was scared I was going to be taken out by one.
Were you wearing something? You know the way wasps go for you if you're in bright colours or have certain scents?
Yeah. I never knew that.
Supposedly.
Never knew that.
Yeah, they're drawn to bright colours and certain scents. And I'm wondering, are birds the same? What were you wearing on Monday night?
I think I was just wearing a jumper and a shorts. No, I wasn't wearing anything. I think I was wearing like a brown jumper and black shorts. No,
and
I wasn't wearing colour.
Maybe they just didn't like the look of you.
It wasn't just me that I think they were going to take out. They were flying so low on the street that I thought they were going to, you know, they were swooping down. Basically, I was ducking a lot. And I said this on the show.
You bet you look mad.
Oh, Tom was mortified. He was like, I'm going home. I can't be dealing with this anymore. I said it, and then a lot of people messaged and said, they're probably swallows. And when I googled swallows, it did look like that's what they were. They are swooping low to catch flies and insects.
Well, so other theories, people said that they're in the eaves of the houses and the buildings. planes and they have their babies there and they're protecting their babies.
Yeah, but I think the way they're flying, they are going swooping down more to...
Do they eat flies? I thought it was worms mostly that they gather for their babies.
Oh, now we're into a whole nature session on the show, you know. Anyway, I said it and a lot of people said, I think you're right, Joe. I think they are flying low. So what I did was I went back out.
Okay, research.
For a walk and
you're so brave.
Yeah, you are really brave.
Not all heroes wear capes.
So this was Tuesday evening.
Yeah, couldn't go out last night because... it was too windy and I feel like they wouldn't have been out last night because I don't think they
would have
been.
They don't need flies when it's windy.
Well, no, I don't think they would have been able for it. It was way too windy. It was kind of stormy last night. Right. Did you not find that?
Do you think birds don't fly when it's windy?
I think they might have taken shelter somewhere because I don't think they would have been. I've never really thought about that, but I would guarantee you.
They still need food.
Yeah, but I don't think they would have been as active between 7 and 9 last night. It was very windy. I think they were just waiting until the pass.
Okay, well, this is the research from Tuesday night where Sho went out on the streets in Wexford to test out her theory. Will I play it?
Yeah, now you'll have to pull down the music so that you can hear the actual background. Because I didn't really expect that this was the audio that was going to be played on the radio. I was doing it more for the hope that it... I hope that one would come towards me and I'd have video footage of being like almost taken out by a swallow.
Yeah.
All right?
Well, this is what happens.
Yeah.
You need to say when you see me. Oh, now they're just deciding not to. It's their own camera.
I can't see a single bird in that.
I know that. And Eve said.
And it was a gloriously bright evening.
Eve said because they're on camera, they weren't playing ball with us. But I'm telling you now.
So basically, you've done nothing to prove your theory that the birds are flying lower.
I am trying.
Night number one, they chose not to. Night number two, bit windy for them to fly.
So I'm going to put this theory out to the beautiful morning clubbers. Said it after 9 on Tuesday, a couple of messages in. I'm saying it to you now. Can somebody just reveal to me whether or not you have witnessed birds flying low in your area? Anywhere in the southeast?
Apart from MJ who was on to us and he got a slap of a crow the other day.
Exactly. Exactly. This is a safe space for you to come forward. If you feel like they're flying lower than normal, because I'm out to prove my thing. I'll be back out on the streets tonight.
Wake up with Niall and Sho on Beat Breakfast. This is Beat.
You've massively thrown me.
Okay, now, Amy, you spotted TikTok yesterday and you were showing it to us. Talk to us.
Yes, it was a girl that said, I end up in terrible situations or weird situations because I will speak to anyone.
Oh, I know some girls like that, I can tell you. And I know in that video she was like just dragging somebody into her house for a chat.
Yeah, she found an old woman, chatted to her on the street, and then the woman brought her up to the house and made dinner for her.
Yeah, this could be me. Yeah.
I could be in that.
Okay, let's talk about this for a minute then. Is there anyone you won't talk to?
Genuinely don't even know where to start. There is not a day goes by where I would not engage in a conversation with a random stranger and find out the most, deep and meaningful things about their life. Like I'd say on the daily, I would do this.
You see, I think there's a difference here and we need to be very clear about it. Most of us who are in any way sociable would, of course, make chit-chat where the situation arises. You know, you're standing alongside somebody, if something in common or something happens, you might say something. But then there are others who go above and beyond and they actively look for people to talk to. And it's not chit chat. It gets very deep very quickly. You get a lot of information about people.
I wouldn't say actively looks for it. I would say people come to me like I don't think they're drawn. I don't want to make that sound cocky, but I just mean I'd be beside somebody, and I would smile or say you look lovely, or you know I would always like. No, I don't think they're drawn to me. I just think I like chit chat, and I like the fact that chit chat can lead to, you know, finding out connection. I like the fact that you can randomly talk to somebody and you can find out something about them that you completely did not expect, and you can walk away going, wow. And I also think never underestimate the power of a connection that can only last like 10, 15 seconds very quickly. at Lewis Capaldi this day last week. Eve had the time of her life up on our friend Jack's shoulders and living her best life. And at the end of the night, three different people came over and said, we were watching her watching Lewis Capaldi. Aww. And they airdropped me pictures and videos of her, right?
That is nice.
And this one woman came up and she was a teacher. And
she shouldn't have taken pictures of your child without asking your permission. But that's
for
that's
God's sake.
Just in the modern world, I'm just saying.
Yeah, but she asked, could it, I thought it was so lovely that they were asking so that they could pass them on to me so that I could have them. Anyway, this one lady came up and she was a teacher and I don't know her name. And she just said, she was talking to Eve actually, and she said, I watched you for the whole night and I watched the joy on your face. And she said, never let anybody dull that sparkle.
Your sparkle, yeah.
Like,
and now if I was there, I would have said, it's a bit weird to spend €90 on Lewis Capaldi and not even look at him, to be looking at a child. If that's your business, what you spend your money on is your business.
You'd find a flaw in any beautiful story, wouldn't you? Any story I tell, there'd be a little nugget.
You do really come into your own at like gigs and festivals.
I love people.
Trying to walk through all together now with you, it takes an hour to get like 100 metres.
I haven't done that one.
Darling, your makeup! Oh my God! Oh my God, where'd you get your top? And I was just like, come on, show, will you?
I just love...
How does Tom deal with
I
this?
I just love people. Same way with you. You just ignore like the fact that I'm like engaging. You just pretend that you're not with me. Mm. Like you, and then I went on holidays with my friend Keith in April and he was like, I can't. Remember I made friends with that couple from Barntown. They were in their 80s. Yeah. I got chatting to them and he just sat beside me as if he didn't know me. Oh. Tom wouldn't be great. Mm. He wouldn't have the same grow for people as I would.
He likes to keep himself to himself.
He likes his own people and not new people.
Yeah, okay.
Whereas I'd be going for a walk on the quay in Wexford. I'd say, oh, Jim, how are you? And I'd start chatting to Jim and he went, you don't have to chat to every single person. He's already put a ban in ahead of our holiday in August. Aww. No new friends. No new people. You will see pictures of me miserable by the pool.
Niall and Show, waking you up on Beat Breakfast.
Okay, so it is a story that kind of caught my attention yesterday and I wanted to bring it to the show and ask you what you make of this, because Vogue Williams goes on many holidays a year, right? Her partner Spencer, they have a place in St. Barts, but they also go to Spain a few times a year. And Vogue spoke on her podcast this week about the fact that she was told to leave a supermarket in Spain recently because she went in to get a drink in her bikini.
Yeah.
And she said that she was asked to leave. I got in trouble. And she was like, sorry, I'm on an island. I'm on an island. So she was baffled by the fact that she went into the supermarket, Supermercado, and was told, out you go. And I said this to the lads yesterday. I said, I've often gone into the local Supermercado in Ibiza when I go over, and the Supermercado is right beside where the beach is. And if I'm getting like a Diet Coke or
put a t-shirt
a
on first,
or something,
I presume.
No, I've often walked in a bikini and I've been welcomed with open arms.
Maybe that's
by Sandra that works there.
Maybe Sandra, I don't know. Maybe Sandra's a thing for you or something. No, it's general decorum. That you would, like, a guy wouldn't walk in shirtless either, that you'd put a t-shirt on.
Oh my God, they all walk in shirtless.
No, don't. I've seen, like, in some Spanish resorts, and there's signs up going, you do not do this.
No, but this is not a resort. This is, like, a supermarket beside the beach. I'm not talking about...
Like, as in...
I've often walked in my bikini, in my swimsuit. I've seen men with no tops on. I don't think there's... I've never seen a sign on the door.
It's a lack of respect for the staff to be going in there with your ditty swinging around. It really is. So you put on a sarong or a t-shirt or an anorak or something.
Anorak in 30 degree heat.
Yeah.
And the fact that you actually said, I'm not walking in with my ditty swinging around. I'm not walking around the Supermercado with, like, I'm looking for a baguette or a...
I'm sure you are in your bikini.
I don't think this is weird.
I'm not saying it's weird. No, I'm saying it's discourteous and it's just not the done thing.
I'm with Vogue. Like, you're on an island and I've just come off the beach and I'm thirsty. Like, I don't think it's disrespectful. I didn't mean to. I would never. I'm the last person in the world that would be disrespectful.
You're doing it unconsciously then. You're unconsciously disrespectful by going in there swinging your
dick.
I'd
like to apologise to all the supermercados that have been into my bikini, but I definitely have seen men going in their swim shorts.
Well, Ryan, like, says the main man is right, show have some respect.
But I'm really sorry. Like, you've made me feel
Amy, you've been
really
very quiet over
bad.
There. What's your stance? Would you go in swinging your ditties round?
Not stop saying that because we're not like, I don't walk in and go, ooh, you know.
I might go in with the bikini top, but I think I would be covered on the bottom and I'd have pants or like a little wrap up thing on the bottom. I don't think I'd go full. Are you talking full bikini?
See, I really have to stress that, like, in Kalalunga, the beach that I go to on Ibiza, like,
you're local.
I'm going to go in with an anorak in August when I get there. But I can't stress enough that, like, the beach is.
It doesn't matter how close the Supermercado is to the beach. It doesn't matter. That's not a factor in this.
You have, like, I feel really bad. Like, I feel like I've committed some kind of a crime. You've made me feel terrible. I'm really sorry to anybody that I've upset.
Shane says, if I find it depends on what part of Spain. On occasions, I have been asked to wear a T-shirt.
Oh, I've never been asked to cover up. I'm like,
is it a nude resort you're in or something?
I am not in a nude resort. A nude resort. And I have to stress, I'm not going in swinging around. Like, I'm not doing that. I'm just walking in to get a calippo, all right?
A lot of reaction on your...
I feel really bad.
Don't feel bad.
I'm not an exhibitionist. I'm not a rule breaker. And I feel like I really feel like I've done the wrong thing and I'm so sorry. No, I'll never do it again.
Right, Sandy says, good morning. If I look like Vogue, I'd walk around in a bikini too, but on a more normal note, I'd never walk into a supermarket unless I was covered. Would you do it here? And similar question from Lorraine. So we also live on an island. The weather's good for the weekend. Will you walk into Aldi and tomorrow in your bikini?
No,
that lovely crew in Daybreak that you sometimes pop into for a chicken roll?
Hey, you've all made your point. Well, I feel absolutely terrible. I really feel bad. And can I say the other thing? I wouldn't walk into Aldi or Daybreak in Wexford because I know people. And maybe that's why. Yeah.
Renata was on to us as well.
Hi, guys. Renata here. A new law just passed in southern Spain that you must wear a shirt in public areas and also in supermarkets and restaurants, or you will be fined.
Yeah,
so, yeah, new law.
Fine. That's what it is. Right.
So now I'm a lawbreaker as well.
On top, like, exhibitionist, a lawbreaker. Yeah.
I actually feel so bad. I can't believe I admitted that I go into my bikini. And now it's gone from that to I go walk in with my ditty swinging around. It's escalated so quickly.
Good morning. I'm
waking up. Start your day the right way with Beat Breakfast.
Hey, that is us. It is Wednesday morning. It is officially the 1st of July, a brand new month. But not only is it a brand new month, not only is it a hump day, it is also a big day around these parts. I'm expecting that the main man will pull out the credit card, whip it out and buy us all some nice treats today. Because today is a...
Go on, say what it is.
Won't buy strawberries off people like selling strawberries. You won't buy us cake or cookies or even like a dairy milk, nothing. Today's Beat's 23rd. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. If you would like Niall to buy us something with the credit card, text BUY to 085-102-913. Just send a heart emoji.
No, simply because, well, firstly, we're in the run of birthdays now. Today is Beat's birthday, 23 today. Tomorrow is Amy's birthday, 21. And Friday is my birthday, I'm 29. So a lot going on over the next few days. We're going to build up. We said we'd do some breakfast maybe on Friday. But let's be honest, 23, meh. It's not really worth celebrating, is it?
I am the complete opposite to Niall Pear when it comes to birthdays and indeed life in general. I believe that we celebrate everything. So particularly today, we are going to shine a spotlight, focus on those of you who are today or this month, in the month of July, turning 23, right? This is our chance to shower you with love and adoration this morning because like Beat, you're turning 23 and Niall claims,
We made a big fuss for our 20th. We had that big party in Kilmac. We made a big fuss for our 21st. We had 21 Beats and other stuff going on. So I just think now you calm down a bit. Maybe 25 or 30 are the next ones to make a big deal over. 23, meh.
I don't agree. And I would like you to come forward this morning if you are turning 23 this month. We
Even
want
this
to
summer.
Hear from you. Okay, this
you
summer.
You broaden it out now. You're cast net wide show.
6 months of a window there. If you are turning 23 in the next while, or if you've just turned 23, all you've got to do is send a birthday cake emoji to 085 102 9103. Ryan's been on. Can you give a shout out for Melissa's birthday? She's working in Centra in Goria, the deli. Is she 23, Ryan?
Yeah.
Because otherwise we
Doesn't
can't
count.
Actually say happy birthday. If she is 23, happy birthday, Melissa. If she's not 23, come back to us another time, all right? We want to know who's 23 in the summer of 2026. Send a birthday emoji to 085 102 9103. We might call you and we might sing to you.
Go for it.
Wake up with your mates. This is Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show.
It's my show. Happy birthday, Beat 102 Woo! 103. Went on air 23 years ago today on the 1st of July 2003 at 1:02 p.m.
Aww.
With the song You Too, Beautiful Day. I was here. I was built here with the building. Like it was built.
You were born.
Built. And there's a big fancy marquee outside with all the toffs and hopping heads from Dublin were down on buses.
Was the weather nice?
It was grand. It was overcast.
Same as today,
I think
maybe?
It was a bit of drizzle. But I think it got really nice later because we had a little bit of a party then in the early evening.
And was it a day, midweek or what day?
It was Tuesday.
Tuesday.
It was a Tuesday we went
so
on air.
So you went on air and then were you on air that day as
yeah,
well?
Yeah, we went on air at 1:02 p.m. and my first show started at 1:50 p.m. about 45 minutes later.
Can you remember how nervous you were?
I don't remember being that nervous. The only thing that made me really nervous was the heads being around and they were all listening and watching on a screen, like the owners of the radio station and all that.
That's nerve-wracking.
Like the one day that I was really nervous, I did a pre-recorded interview for the show in the morning. We were outside in the marquee and all of a sudden we spotted now Anna Friel. Remember Anna Friel?
Yeah, from Brookside.
Brookside. She was famous. First lesbian kiss on TV.
Oh.
She was a really famous actress.
She was in the movie adaptation of Marion Keyes' Watermelon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she'd just done Watermelon at that time. And she'd been in loads of stuff. You'd know her face. Anyway, she turned up.
Why?
Because she was really good friends with one of the owners. A guy called Vince is from Tremore. He was Mean Fiddler and lots of other stuff. And they were besties. And he says, do you want to come to Waterford with me for the day? They just flew over, right? And so I went up and says, Anna, while you're here, can I have a quick interview? And she says, yeah, of course, no problem.
For your show.
For my show. From launch show. Big star, right? But Vince, the owner of the radio station, said, I'll sit in on it with you.
Oh, God, that's terrible.
It's very nerve-wracking. But after he did it and was leaving, he says, great job. You're going to do well.
Oh, like, that's lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
my story of day one.
Okay, let's see if we can celebrate some other people who are turning 23 today. And let's go straight to WhatsApp and let's call a girl called Josephine.
Okay, well, let's try our luck here. I'm going to try patch Josephine through to you.
Josephine, we want to sing to you, lovely. We want to sing to you. Where are you? Where are you, Josephine? Where are you?
She's got an animal in the pic. She could be with her animals.
Josephine,
right now.
We wanted to let you know that Niall's given up.
We're out. To do with
happy birthday,
phone.
Darling girl. Hope you have the best 23rd ever. Okay, let's take the voice note. We've got another 23-year-old in the house.
This is from Trisha.
Trisha, go on, Trisha.
This morning.
Happy birthday, Beat. I had my son a few weeks before you started up. He was born on the 3rd of June, so just a month before you started. And I've loved Beat ever since. He got me through all those early days with a newborn and stuff. And when I used to have to work every Sunday when he was smaller, he used to get me through with the Beat throwbacks. Not throwbacks.
Old school
Sunday.
There we go.
Old school Sunday got me through work on a Sunday for many years. So enjoy your celebrations, Beat. Happy 23rd birthday.
Thank you, Trisha. And thank you for being there.
Thank you, darling girl. That's a lovely story. That's really lovely.
Okay, I want to give you something to play with.
Yeah, there's nobody.
So I'm going to patch this person through and if they answer now.
We had great plans for this segment.
Everyone's really busy in the summer. They don't like to answer the phone. Not even that.
Failed to prepare, prepared to fail. Didn't line them up. Thought we could patch them all through. Not happening.
No one wants us to sing.
Nobody wants to hear us sing.
They probably heard the Minions singing earlier.
Do you want me to do that
and
again?
Made a wise decision yeah. on
do you
this.
Want me to do it again?
No
Happy
more
birthday,
show
Minion.
Singing.
I'd have to get it up. There's another message there from a mum. Saying happy birthday to her daughter.
Bernadette says, happy 23rd birthday to Beat and my daughter, Cuiva Pegs. Happy birthday, Cuiva. Have a great celebration.
Aww, happy
and
birthday.
I didn't do that one as well. Rose was on to a shout out to Abby Kelly, who is 23 on the 21st and is still celebrating. That's the way to do it.
Okay, here we go. To everybody celebrating their birthday today, you just wanted to hear this again. It's the biggest reaction we got today. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Verna ita
rinit.
Verna ita rinit. Ba tis Ava.
I'm kind of glad that you didn't answer the phone for your sake.
Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Start your day the right way with Beat Breakfast.
Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show.
True or false?
Two
or false. It is Thursday morning. Welcome to Beat Breakfast. It is the 2nd of July. It's Show. It's Niall and it's producer Amy, whose birthday is today.
Oh, happy birthday, Amy.
And I can tell you, not one of us forgot that it was Amy's birthday
no,
today, but we could have, because today, my dear friends, my beautiful morning clubbers, is National I Forgot Day. Mm. It's a day where there are certain things to be remembered, because sometimes life is busy and our brains are working in overtime and our memory fails us, and if we've forgotten stuff, right? So we wanted to pay tribute to this day in the most ridiculous way possible, and we need you to do something for us now, right? You will need to get involved in this, but in order to play along, you need to take out your phone.
Yeah.
And what you need to do is you need to go into your WhatsApp Messenger.
I love an audience participation game.
It's a little bit of a test, isn't it? I feel like we're on that game, the 1% Club. Is that the one where they take out their phones?
I don't know. I never watched that one.
So I need you to put in...
So you go to your WhatsApp and in the search bar,
you put in
the word forgot.
Forgot.
And
okay.
Look at all the times forgot came up in different chats. Either you said it or somebody was talking to you and they said it. And you would be surprised how many times we use the word forgot. In other words, you'd be surprised how many times we forget things.
Yeah.
So Show, do you want to give us a couple of examples of what you forgot?
Last Friday, Niall sent myself and Amy a message saying, forgot to say we have an interview with the Jazzy on Friday morning. Mm. Important one.
Yeah.
My mum texted me on Tuesday, Dad forgot Ashley's lead. Could you please bring it with you in the morning? Tom said, this is soppy now.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you later. I forgot how much you mean to me and I was so sad when I woke up. That was, he had a bad dream.
Yeah,
a bad dream.
Yeah.
Then my friend Sarah said, forgot you had work. Sorry.
Mm. I've quite a few from you, or to you. Shona Lyons, oh, I forgot that. Me to Shona Lyons, I'd forgotten this. Cool.
Yeah, but there's no context. Is
I know,
there
I love, it's the no context okay. that I love. Also, more recently, our friend Gabrielle forgot you were away. I was chatting to her.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Vincent Bradley, I'd forgotten they were a thing. I'm not going to even look at what they might be. And also, quite a few I forgot to sort cover for.
Oh yeah, that's what that'd be one of
I
your favourites.
Yeah. Amy, any interesting forgots?
It's a common one here is my friend Hayley. We were always forgetting things, but we forgot to book the sauna. We planned to go to a sauna and then neither of us booked it. So that's brilliant planning. And then Brian, that works here, I forgot about the podcast. So he's meant to come in and film it.
He came in late that day.
Yeah. A lot of people forgetting to come in. David as well. Mm-hmm. I forgot that we're filming. That sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Common theme.
My favourite one probably of recent times earlier this year to our good friend Emma, and I just said, and I'm not giving any context on this, I forgot the Waggly Willies. that's all I'll say on that.
I found one from our Brian. It was from the night we played the Spiegel Tent in Wexford, and bless him, he went back to my house in Wexford and text me and said, forgot to say I left your flowers by the side gate.
Oh,
that is so sweet.
I was sent out in the rain at 3 a.m. to find them.
Oh, you right, what we need you to do this morning is go into your search bar on WhatsApp, put in the word forgot, and we want to find the most exciting forgotten item this morning across the southeast. Can you do that for us? You can either voice note us or you can send us a screen grab. What is forgotten in your WhatsApp? 085 102 9103.
It is National I Forgot, Miss I Forgot Day.
Yeah. We are asking you to go into your WhatsApp and put in the word forgot and tell us what your most recent forgot is. And let's get through some of them this morning. We got this from Emma. Mom, beep, I forgot my protein yogurt.
Bad day. Also, we had a message in from Tina in Tip, and it was her daughter in college. And the message is, forgot to show you, we ran out of mirrors last night, so I have to improvise. And she's putting her makeup on in college, and I think, is that an iPad he's holding so she can see herself on a camera screen?
He's such a good friend, yeah. Like he's her son. Have you ever done that as well, though? You know, when you go somewhere and there's no full-length mirror, and you, like, have a tiny little mirror, and you're, like, trying to put it really far back so you can see yourself. Mm. Funny.
Sorry, but I'm just going through them here.
That's okay.
Yeah, grand. This one is from Jane, right? Warm weather. And this was one of those situations where when you forget a comma, it changes the whole construct of the sentence. So initially she had text, lol, no bra on, right? I don't know who it was to. But then responded with, forgot the comma. Lol, no comma, bra on. Very different circumstances.
Oh my God. So Lolly was on to us. She said, there's loads in hers when she pulled it up. There was loads in the history. I forgot that you were a good singer, she said. Ooh, I forgot to tell you I drew the Jonas Brothers. I don't know what that means. Mom wants you to root out a little cuddly teddy. Forgot to tell you. I forgot a space. Almost forgot our bestie. Lot of forgetfulness in that one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's hear our favourite. Zoe was on to us.
Hi guys, just listened to you this morning and I put forgot into my WhatsApp, and the latest forgot for me was I had to text my childminder to say that I had forgotten to drop my child, who was 9 months old at the time, which was last month. I'd forgot to drop him to her and I had brought him the whole way to work, which was 35 minutes away, and my childminder had to come and collect me. So I actually passed her house on my way to work. My baby was in the back drinking his bottle and quite his mouth. Yeah, I forgot to drop him to the childminder and I brought him to work.
Oh, Zoe, bless you. You must have been so tired. At least baby was all happy in the back.
Delighted on his bottle.
Good morning. Start your day the right way with Beat Breakfast.
Right, you might have seen this broke yesterday in the morning. It was on the Beat socials. But a report from KFC has revealed that people in the southeast are among the most frequent weather checkers in Ireland. They did an analysis of online search trends, and what they found was of the top 10, 5 places were in the southeast. 4 of them were in Waterford, but making the top 3 was Wexford Town.
It's a very proud day, yeah. And I'd like to personally say, being in at number 3, Wexford Town, Ireland's most weather-obsessed towns, I really feel like I contribute to that.
You do. To run through very quickly, Waterford City was at 10, Kilmac was at 9, Dungarvan at 6, Youghal, which is on, of course, the Waterford-Cork border, at 5.
Oh, you can't claim Youghal.
We can. We go over the other side of the bridge, you're in Waterford. Okay. Tramore at number 4, Wexford Town at 2, and then the top 2 were Gertrude in Cork and Oola. On the Limerick, Oola's on the Limerick Tip border, so you could kind of half claim that one as well.
It's quite a astonishing survey, I suppose. But even before the survey came out yesterday, myself and Cathy were in Dublin at the weekend, and because the weather was kind of mixed on Saturday, there was a lot of rain, and drizzly rain, kind of. We were worried about going to Michael Bublé in Malahide. We both, like, the first thing she did when she messaged me that morning was, oh my God, no, the rain. And I wrote back and said, it's fine, it'll be gone later. Mm. Because I had already checked that weather app about 5 times a day. The first app I check every morning after I do my meditation is the weather app.
And you then, I don't know what time we were chatting Saturday morning, 10:30 or 11, and as soon as you messaged me, I said, it's miserable here, but I've checked Dublin for you and it's drier there. So I'd already done the work before you even contacted me for you that
day. Yeah, and I would do that for you if you were going to a gig, even if it had nothing to do with me, even if I wasn't going to be near you, I would. Or even like if Tom's going somewhere, I would check what the weather's going
to
be like.
Or even if you're going, like, let's say you go to Ibiza in August and you'll fly out on a Tuesday morning or whatever, I'll have a look ahead just to see what's it going to be like. It's going to be very hot when she arrives. That's our lives.
Crazy. People who don't check their weather app ever How? What do you be doing? Sure. How do you live?
Sure, I can't change it.
I know, but you need to know.
I can. Because if I see that it's going to be raining, I'll be working hard to make sure that it stops by 7 o'clock, whatever time I need it for. I think you can. What do you do, Amy?
I just go about my day.
Hang on a second. Pull down the music. You never check your weather app.
Unless I was like planning to go to the beach and I was like, right, I want it to be like really hot, whatever. But that's extreme.
So you just go out there blind into the world.
You're just living your life as if nothing's going on.
Not knowing what's coming.
Yeah. So you don't know what it's going to be like at 6 o'clock tonight.
Not a clue. When you told me it was going to be sunny, I was like, Jesus, that's brilliant.
Yes, it's going to be 21 degrees tonight. Well, what? About 6
like,
or 7 o'clock.
I can't change it, whether it is or it isn't.
No, but it doesn't have any impact on you. I need to decide whether to bring a hoodie or a jacket today.
Yeah. Are you going to go for a swim? Are you, like, do you need to take off your jumper? Do you have to have a vest underneath, a t-shirt? No.
I don't. It doesn't bother me.
I will check the weather app on my phone and then I'll go, no, that one's not the most reliable, so I better go to the Metairn website as well.
I go to the BBC a lot.
You get a double check on it.
BBC would be one of my trusted sources and Metairn, but I do. I like
and
the BBC.
You said you would check if Tom was going somewhere. You would check that for him. Yeah.
Sure, I rang Eve this morning to tell her to wear shorts and she was wearing pants. I said, you're doing this wrong. She said, I'm only in school till 12. I said, by 11 it's going to be warm and you're going to be too hot in those pants. She was too late.
This is mind-blowing.
It's mind-blowing, I suppose, that there are two different types. Mm. That there's us who live by the weather app, who literally... Like
it's
I
the most
check.
Important information before the news or the what happened in the World Cup last night. Weather first.
Meditation, weather. Weather before Instagram. Weather before teeth brushing.
When you have too much stuff in your phone and you need to delete some stuff, the weather app is the first thing that goes.
Jeez, Amy, I would rather take away my contact with the world than take away my...
I'd rather delete my contacts book than my weather app.
Never deleting my weather app.
Josh did. He just says I deleted the weather app.
Oh. I think we will give a space to the people that don't use a weather app, like Amy.
I have one theory on this that came to me yesterday.
Okay.
People who drive everywhere may not be as...
I drive everywhere.
I know, but I just think they may not be as reliant on it as me who walks a lot. Do you know? That's my only theory.
I know, because I think even if I'm in the car, like I hate driving when it's lashing rain, and it really rained heavily this morning when I was driving down and I didn't expect it because I didn't think it was meant to be raining. And that really threw me when I looked at my weather app last night and then first thing this morning, heavy rain starting in 5 minutes, ending in 35 minutes. So I knew, what I was doing. Oh, absolutely. And then I'd check it again to make sure it stopped completely.
You would like to hear from more Amy's this morning. Just how do people go about their business without checking the weather app?
I don't think people are going to come forward, though.
Don't you?
No. I don't know. I mean, I find it hard. I don't know. I don't think I was always like this. I just don't know when I became so obsessed. Mm. Like, I've really taken for the team on that Wexford Town figure, Like, I check London, where my friend Dave lives. I check Ibiza, where my aunt lives. I might do that every day.
Barca for
Dave.
I
check Mallorca, where I went last summer, just to see what's happening in Calador.
I swear to God, in my weather app, right, this is really crazy, is pretty much all the places I've been in the last 5 to 10 years. And I just have a little look in. So I was in Vegas, it's only 27 degrees, but it is at 2 a.m. in the morning or whatever. this year?
I have Carlo in my weather app because I want to go to the Bagnallstown pool sometimes. So I have that, like, checking it.
Johannesburg, Stockholm.
And the thing I love about Carlo Kilkenny is they get really hot. Mm. When the temperatures rise, they get really hot. So I love seeing a 26 or a 26. Like, look at that. Carlo's getting 26 Wednesday week.
But, like, Mara probably won't be there. Like, what? You probably won't be there for a long
time. I won't
be
there, but I'll be happy for Carlo.
Okay, 085-102-9103. What side of the fence are you on? Weather obsessive or don't need to know? It's going to be what it's going to be, as Amy is. Let us know. Now, there is a mad idea there, right, Joe? That's the way some people don't check their apps in the morning. Some people get their weather from the radio, and they're happy with that. One sentence.
Once an hour.
And the temperature. Yeah, once an hour is enough for some people, Joe, believe it or not. Give me the temperature and what's going to happen today. That's all I need.
I think it's like...
Don't dismiss
radio
Aoife.
Is a wonderful medium to get the up-to-date news and weather and travel and sport, right? But what I will say is if you want to dissect an hour or if you need a specific you know, you're looking 15, 20 minutes ahead. It might not be on the pulse of that, all right? Mm. And also each area.
Well...
Like, you know, my parents live in the Imagine House, which is over in Crosstown in Wexford. Could be raining in Crosstown, drying in, won't give my address away, in town. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. That's like, it's very
well, what specific. I like to do as well, to take it to another level, is, yeah, I'll see what the kind of, and there is 30% chance of rain or whatever. I look up the rainfall radar and look at which way the rain is moving, so I know
stop.
It's going to hit.
I don't really. I might need a lesson in that.
Okay, I can
the rainfall
show you.
Radar. I think I need. I think I want to understand the rain a little bit more. Let's get through some of the messages. First, Bertie was on. Lads, spending too much time on the weather. Play the music. Bertie's not having any of this.
No.
All right.
No.
Sorry, Bertie.
Also, Agnes was on. I never check my weather app at
Thanks,
all.
Thanks, Agnes. Adam said, yeah, I'm always checking the weather and places I go on holidays, and I still have places from Australia when I was living there. I do work outside mostly, so I need to know for work, do I need rain gear? Do I need a hoodie, a light top? I check it constantly.
Okay, and let's hear from Gary with his thoughts.
Morning, B. Gary here. I really, really should use the app because I work outdoors. I'm outdoors every day of the week and I still never use my app. I wake up in the morning and I look outside and I say, I say they're going to be a good day or a bad day. Now, I did go on a date the weekend and I was checking the weather app every 10 seconds to see if it was going to change because I was going harsh right. So other than that, I really should start using the weather app considering I work outdoors now.
Thanks for that, Gary. Hope the date went well.
Are we not reading the one about the...
I was going to leave you. Do you want to read?
Okay.
All about the run-in with the crow.
So I said earlier that I feel like the birds are flying very low in Wexford, so much so that I'm convinced that they're coming for me. Like when I was on the town last night, I was very concerned. And we did get lots of messages about the swallows and that they're trying to swoop down. So I'm going to try and get footage of it and put it on Twitter. Thanks, Brendan. But MJ was on to us. He said, I was walking along the prom last week, enjoying the hot weather, when out of nowhere, I was essentially... Oh no, I can't say that.
You can.
Can you say that?
Yeah.
I think so.
No, you say it.
You're such a wuss. I was essentially bitch slapped by a crow. It was flying so low and its wing did me dirty. Her call then sounded like she was laughing at me. Cheryl Crow, karma is coming for you.
Did you say you're such a wuss?
Yeah, you're a wuss.
Niall and Show, waking you up on Beat Breakfast.
I just spotted this and I like to bring the weird stuff to you. So this headline dragged me in this morning, guys. What has a girl got to do to get a hickey these days? Okay? And this is a kind of columnist who's writing, saying hickeys were such a teenage rite of passage. We're talking love bites, if that's how you know them. Fueled by hormones and desire. It used to be something to boast about at school. I don't know if it was ever to boast about. Dark purple, misshapen, impossible to ignore. Some were worn like a badge of honour. Others concealed with a large dollop of toothpaste or whatever you had. But somewhere along the way, I've noticed a distinct lack of love bites around. Where are they gone? What's happened?
The hickey that I got when I was 16 is the worst trouble I've ever gotten in my life. I thought I had covered it and I had like a kind of scarf thing on it, and I was working in a shop at the time in Wexford, and my mum came in. I think she came in to give me lunch. She'll kill me now, but she lost it when she saw it.
Yeah.
She was not a happy camper.
Mum seen them as the dirtiest thing ever, don't they?
Oh, she gave me some words. And she just wasn't impressed at all. And I remember thinking, I can never have one. And to be honest with you, I don't think anybody's walking around with them as like a badge of honour. Like, I think I remember trying to put concealer on it, toothpaste. I didn't have that many of them. Like, I had a couple, like, just got caught that one time with that one.
But, like, who was he?
Oh, he's still around. He's still around.
It is true, though. Like, you don't really see them around.
No,
much.
No, you don't. I don't think there's something that people would be proud of. I remember seeing one recently, like maybe last year. And.
Okay. And what did you think of that person?
Well, it was quite shocking to see like a grown person. You know, like you don't normally see, like, that you do associate them.
It's a teenage thing.
But like, they had one or two. So it just like
it's still prevalent.
It's still Well, no, I wouldn't say it's prevalent, but I'd say it still happens. Yeah. And I guess sure, each to their own. But I don't know. I can't answer that. Okay. Where are they gone?
Well, if anyone has spotted a hickey lately, let us know.
What's the point of them anyway?
It's Malay in your market territory, is it?
Is that what it is?
Probably.
Actually, when we looked that up, because we don't even know what I was doing. Like,
I don't know what you were doing.
Wake up with Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
This is Beat.
It is Friday morning. It is 18 minutes after 8. It's Niall and Show and producer Amy with you. And as you might know, I am a massive fan of birthdays and I am a massive believer in going all out and celebrating every year, no matter what it is, whether it's a milestone birthday or not. I just love birthdays. Mm. I do love my own, but I love other people's birthdays as well. I love it. I really loved Amy's yesterday. Yeah. We did a great job. I hope you're happy, Amy.
Oh, I'm delighted.
Yeah, good. I think it's the best thing ever. We forgot to do something for Amy yesterday, and so we're going to see if we can make this happen for Niall today. So a couple of years ago, myself and Niall were at All Together Now, and we were going around chatting to the people that were there, and this one guy we met, it was his birthday, and this idea just came over me, and I thought, why as an adult are we not allowed to get the birthday bumps?
No.
Remember when you were a child? Yeah. Remember when you were a child, the joy in getting the bumps?
No, I don't know. I don't know if I ever enjoyed it, even as a child.
I loved the bumps. Mm. I loved getting the birthday bumps. And we gave this guy the birthday bumps and we put the video up on social. Great reaction. Everybody happy. This guy just didn't know what was happening. So I said to the lads yesterday, I think, you know, we would be missing an opportunity on Niall Perry's birthday to not give him the birthday bumps live on this very show. Now, there are some issues. He's a bit worried about health and safety, so we're calling in a couple of people to help with the birthday bumps. But what we need to do is we need you to vote for the birthday bumps this morning.
I should put forward the other point of view.
Please
on this.
Okay.
It's just like you get to a certain age and the birthday bumps are not appropriate. Number one.
What do you mean not appropriate?
I mean, when you get over 12, maybe, that's when it stops, birthday bumps. It's not for adults.
When does fun stop in life? When do you take fun and go, oh, I'm 12, more fun?
It's not appropriate for adults. Also, I'm not sure about giving the main man birthday bumps. Is that appropriate in the workplace?
I've had you up on my back. I've lifted you like this. Yeah.
And there's health and safety concerns?
Well, we do. We'll get a number of people
in. Have you done a manual handling course?
Many years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will just say that you are missing out on an opportunity to have FUN, all right? Mm-hmm. Why do you think, I'm 12, can't do that anymore?
Yeah.
Nah, that's where you're going wrong in life, Niall. Mm. That's where this could be the turning point for you. You could realise that there's crack to be had. Mm. We need you to vote for the bumps this morning. I think if we get 50 bumps, right, 50. We will go live, we will do the bumps, we will put it up on Instagram and TikTok. B-U-M-B-P-S.
Bumps.
Why did I even
bumps. And if you think it's not, if you think the bums are not appropriate for an adult, just stay silent. You don't have to say anything or do anything. Just stay silent.
I was doing really well today. I hadn't really made one mistake, to be honest with you. B-U-M-P-S. Can you text bumps to 085-1029-103? We need 50 votes for me to convince Niall that we should give him the bumps this morning. B-U-M-P-S. All right? Show him what he's missing.
Silence.
Can't believe I got that wrong. Bumps. Not B-U-M-P-S.
Silence. Just stay silent if you think it's not appropriate.
Bumps, everybody.
No message. Pipe down there, Dana. Pipe down. Sorry. You're coming in here. Rummaging, rooting.
I don't. Even know if we need Dana. This is a sorry state of affairs, Southeast, this morning. You've massively let me down. Hang on a second. Like, I said 50. I thought 50 was realistic. When I asked you to vote, or when you asked to vote for my Christmas tree to go up in July last year, we got 140 votes.
Really?
Yeah. We're nowhere near the 50,
really?
Lads. All right? Which means it might not happen. Is the word too hard? Should it just put a birthday cake or a celebration emoji?
Oh, you're really loosening up the rules now very quickly,
aren't you? Just playing with the rules a little bit, playing with the rules. We're nowhere near where we need to be to give Niall the bumps, is basically what I'm saying. So just send any emoji, the first emoji in your phone, any emoji will do, all right? How many do we need?
You need 34. You've got 16.
This is a sorry state, and it's not exactly a reflection on what I wanted for your birthday.
Okay.
All right, it's not what I would have chosen. All right, so any kind of emoji. All right,
thank you, Ryan. We love you, main man. Protect Niall at all costs.
People of the Southeast need to come through here now.
We just want to have a bit of fun, a bit of crack.
He lost the birthday game, you know. So.
We got a voice note from a girl who said that they do bumps.
Well,
come on. 085-1029-103. Anyway.
Morning, lads. In relation to the bumps, in our household, we always do the bumps.
Yeah.
Whether the child or adult wants them or not. But I do have to admit, over the last couple of years, it's been getting a bit harder. I think last year, with my partner, I think between me and the kids, we managed to be able to lift his arm and leg off the ground. So we're getting there, but we still, every year without fail, we'll do the bumps, and we always add an extra one for good luck. So, Niall, stop being a dry so-and-so. Go on. I think Niall deserves the bumps.
Yeah.
The main man deserves the bumps.
Exactly my trail of thought, darling, and you do it in your house. And, like, it's a lot to be said. Dana, what do you make of the bumps?
I don't really know much about them, to be honest.
Am I the only one on the bump train?
No, I actually don't. Like, I don't do it. I need to, like, I actually don't really know it. Is it just, like,
you lift the person up and you woo!
Like, is there an amount that you do? Do you do it for the, how many years there are?
Yeah, I don't think you'd be doing that, to be honest. You'll be here for a while. I'm trying to keep track, but I'm currently 43, right?
It is Friday morning. It is the main man's birthday. It's the 3rd of July, and we don't do birthdays by halves around here. Thank you for the love and support that you've shown for the birthday bumps this morning. A better vote than some cheese or no cheeses, I would say.
Yeah.
Can I, loads of messages, lots of love for you this morning. Happy birthday. We said if we got 50 votes for bumps that we would give you the birthday bumps live on the show. We have done just that. One moment, please. Somebody messaged
Powder,
in.
Wasn't
Powder, a regular on the show, one of our beautiful morning clubbers. Bumps. B.U.M.P.S. I can't believe I pulled in on the side of the road to text bumps to a radio show so a fully grown man can get the birthday bumps. This is the most random radio show ever. Love it. Niall Power, it's happening. You have officially been voted in to get the birthday bumps on this show this morning. Here we go. Amy, can you count us down, please? Myself and Dana are going to do this.
Practice this.
Yeah, we haven't.
Who's doing what end? Who's taking what end?
Okay, I'll take the top half.
Okay,
and
okay.
Then we're gonna bump.
Three, two, one.
Woo!
You're woo.
Okay, that was quick. We might have to go for another round, but how do you feel? Please admit it, you had fun.
I think you're woos. I've never heard anyone more excited in their life.
Please, you let yourself go there.
I feel a bit dizzy after that, to be honest.
Do you need a little lie down?
Yeah.
How did you feel? Was it exciting? Did you enjoy it?
Very exciting.
Exhilarating.
To be picked up by two beautiful ladies and shoved around.
Good
job,
Dana.
It's the dream, isn't it?
Good job, Dana. Okay, that's it. It's your birthday, Niall. I hope we gave you the best bumps of your life.
Birthday bumps and a frisbee.
You got a frisbee.
What more could a boy ask for?
Niall and Show, waking you up on Beat Breakfast.
I have never
heard that phrase
in all my life.
Every time I cried as a child, either my mom or my granny would go, you'll be better before you're married.
Never heard that. That's mad.
Some sheltered life. Amy, you've heard of it. Yeah, thank you.
So far this week, Niall has told me I'm a wuss and I have had a sheltered life.
Yeah.
Welcome to Friday morning. Let's play the Friday game show. Let's keep the good vibes rolling. This is the Great Beat Breakfast. It's Niall's birthday and Relay for Life this weekend. Friday game show, everybody. And stand by. Giving it a go this morning is Alan and Michael is with you in Tip. Good morning, lads.
Good morning. How's it going?
We're good. Yeah, we're good. How are you?
And we're flying.
Yes.
Friday feeling.
Friday.
Woohoo!
Lads, do you do any work at all?
We do a lot of driving, so we have a lot of time to listen to you. So.
Okay, well, I know you're very loyal. I love that.
What's the weekend plan, boys?
Absolutely not.
Not too much. We'll see what the weather's like.
Weather's good.
It's going to be good.
Weather's very good.
Weather's good.
Yeah.
Look, we'll go with the flow. We'll take it as it comes.
Will you hang out together at the weekend?
No, not this weekend. Next weekend, we'll.
Oh, yeah. What's next weekend?
We've an after, so a wedding next weekend.
All right. That sounds very.
She'll be interested enough now.
Why? Go on, tell us. No one's listening.
I know. We're just a bit mad when we're together.
Okay, you're known for going a bit wild.
I'd probably if I had the afters of a wedding, I'd invite most people like at 8, but I'd invite Alan and Michael about 11 just to be safe.
You know? Oh yeah, 100%
exactly. Yeah.
Where is the wedding?
It's in Tip.
Okay.
You're not giving me anything else, are you?
Don't be giving away other people's private
information.
You can't give the location.
Yeah, show my turn up.
I'm not going to turn up. Although I'd have a good crack with you, I'd say. Right.
You would, I'd love it.
Okay. Listen, this is a Friday game show and I think you've heard this before. You know it's a little bit crazy and it makes no sense and it's all a bit of crack, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know how it works. There's multiple choice. Just play along. Don't answer too soon. Have a laugh with us and the rest, it'll just happen by itself. All right?
Let's do this.
Okay, it's a great Beat Breakfast. It is Niall's birthday and Relay for Life in Wexford this weekend. Friday game show. All of the questions and answers relate in some way to the words in the title. Are you ready, Alan and Michael?
Yep.
Ready. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. Gladiators ready. Okay. Sorry, I got carried away there because they're giddy as well. You see,
yeah,
if
we're all giddy.
If I get a giddy person and me together, giddy by three.
Giddy vibes, lads.
She's never going to get to the first question if you keep encouraging her, lads.
Question number one. When you are unwilling to accept something is true, you might say you are A, in the pile, B, in denial, or C, in the file. So just take your time there and don't be too
2 minutes now. I think we have to might look this one up.
I definitely denial.
Denial.
Number B.
One point on the board. You don't need us at all. You're just having a crack there. Are you in a car or where are you?
We're
pulled
in at the side of the road
here. Okay, good. Okay.
Well, sorry, on what locations? People can give you a beep if they pass.
We're actually on the way to Wexford here. We're on the motorway. We're on the N25.
Yeah. You're going to my
beautiful, here,
my beautiful county. What part are you going to?
Enniscorthy. We're going to Enniscorthy.
Beautiful. Okay, question
love it.
Question number two. When you are in a race with a group of people and you hand over a baton, you might call it A, relay. B, souffle. Or C, ole.
Michael, do you know this one? Do you know this one, please?
I used to do track and run, but I did track and field.
Good man, Michael.
Track and field. But it's definitely number A, and it's definitely A.
Relay! Well done. Okay. Yay, we're flying. Okay, question number three. What is the correct way of saying this well-known phrase? Okay, here are the options. A, what's bore you won't pass you by. B, what's more you won't pass you by. Or C, what's for you won't pass you by. Take your time, boys. Take your time. Don't be hasty.
Oh, come on, Noel. Look it up there.
What's for you won't pass you by.
Yes. Do you know what? You are making a mockery of the people listening to this quiz.
That's okay. We do that every day to people.
Right. Here is your fourth and final normal question, because you know what number five is. Question number four. What is the name of the artist who sings songs such as I Can't Feel My Face and I Feel It Coming? Okay. Is it A, The Monthly? B. That is top quality reaction there. That is exactly what I'm looking for. A, The Monthly. B, The Weekly. Nothing. Get anything there, no laugh or anything, no. Okay, or C, The Weekend. Take your time, boys, take your time. Don't be hasty.
C, The Weekend.
What does Friday mean? It means it's the start of the weekend.
It's The Weekend. Congratulations. That is 4 out of 4 so far. So
stunning.
As you know, can you tell me, Alan and Tip and Michael and Tip, question number 5 on the Friday game show is always what?
It's a song, isn't it? So, finish the song.
But what do we call it now? What do we call it? You say you're here every day. What do we call it?
You're putting us on the spot now.
No, it's the
Road to the Bible.
The audio clip. Right, here we go. Are we ready, Niall? Okay. You got the lyrics there. I send them to you. Come on, Niall. Come on. I sent it. Oh, sorry. I didn't press send. Sorry. Come on. Right, okay, boys. We're ready.
Okay.
Michael.
So we sing and then we stop and you have to continue singing. You know this, yeah?
So, yeah. Okay. Alan and Michael, stand by.
And it's very apt, this song, for me today.
Yeah. Okay. That's why I picked it. Well done. Okay. Ready? And 3, 2, 1. Go. Go.
Go. Go.
Go.
Go. Go, shorty, it's your birthday. We're going to party like it's your birthday. We're going to sip Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know, we don't give a beep.
If it's your birthday, it's your shorty in the club. Bottle full of dump, give me the air, something like that. Shorty, it's 6 o'clock, come give me a hug. Come give me a hug. Yeah?
Something like that. Oh my God, I'm obsessed with you, Michael and Alan. You are legends. You've won the €50 one for all vouchers.
Beat Breakfast
with McDonald's. Now serving the FIFA World Cup meal. Get big game ready with Mac Delivery.